Managing stress and pressure effectively is a must-have trait in a business leader. We want to work with people who are good stress managers. We want people who can deliver when it matters most. For these reasons, we must perform well under pressure in today's fast-paced world of change. Many people think that stress and pressure are the same thing. Even in academic literature, the terms are often incorrectly used interchangeably, sometimes in the same paragraph. But understanding the difference between stress and performance pressure is a prerequisite for learning to do your best when it matters most. While stressful moments may seem critical and have some of the same psychological signs and symptoms, a closer look reveals that they don't matter as much as pressure moments to your success or survival. Increasing your awareness of this difference allows you to react more proportionally to the type of situation you face and not waste your emotional resources. Stress refers to the situation of too many demands and insufficient resources, examples, time, money, energy, to meet them. This causes a feeling of overwhelm that generates psychosomatic and psychological reactions. On the other hand, performance pressure are situations in which the person faces significant consequences depending on the result. They are moments that define the future of a person, a group, or an organization. In a stressful situation, reducing stress should be the objective because it eliminates or mitigates the overwhelming effect that makes people become reactive and induces them to make mistakes. The problem is that many people blow out of proportion the impact that many situations they face in their day-to-day lives have. They adopt a position that they must always be successful, which means they are constantly under pressure. In a time of pressure, succeeding is the goal that is sought. There is a specific evolutionary function for stress and one for pressure. Since the beginning of time, humans have had demands from their environment. Meeting these survival demands, such as fleeing and fighting predators, gathering food, seeking shelter, tending a fire, and so on, all of these required effort and time. So a stress response developed that would trigger a chemical cascade in the body to prepare it to get things done. It wakes up, alerts the body, and it's being demanded of us and help us. But this was true for our ancestors, and it is true for us today until we get to the point where so many demands are placed on us that we cannot respond to all of them. Then we feel stressed and negative consequences begin to appear. Pressure works differently. Pressure evolved as a selection mechanism to decide who would advance in life and who would not. Having a disagreement with your wife about how to discipline your firstborn is stressful. Escaping a pursuing predator is more than stress, it's pressure. Either you find a way to escape or fend off the predator, or you will potentially die. With pressure, something critical is at stake. If you don't perform at the right level, you or others could be negatively affected and you will be held back and not succeed. Our inability to distinguish pressure from stress inevitably has dire consequences. Every stressful situation, a meeting that takes longer than you expected, a colleague who disappoints you with deliverables, can start to feel like a pressure situation when in fact it is a mild inconvenience that usually has no definite impact on your life's success. Constantly feeling under pressure develops a lot of anxiety. At work, everything becomes vital, which unnecessarily intensifies and causes distressing feelings of pressure. All this, paradoxically, instead of increasing performance, it harms it. A leader needs to be able to have this clarity of mind to help their team and peers to be able to gauge the pressure they are experiencing. It is hard to perform under pressure, but confusing stress with pressure makes it even more challenging because people waste their physical, emotional, and psychological energy on things that are ultimately not that important. It also limits our resources to deal with real pressure situations when they happen and makes it harder to tune into the pressures others are experiencing. Many leaders even make the mistake of putting too much pressure for results on things that aren't meaningful. So in reality, all they do is stress the work environment and cause the people around them to perform at the lower level. The next time you feel pressured or overwhelmed, ask yourself the following questions. Does the current situation call for that reaction I'm having? Or am I wearing myself out by overreacting when I don't need to? And the other question is, can my performance in this situation threaten my success? Your answers will help you assess whether you are under pressure or just feeling stressed. Using the above strategy will help you reduce your inappropriate pressure reactions and will also help you reduce your feelings of stress. You will become more resourceful and better prepared to perform closer to your ability in a pressure situation.